بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, we have been talking about the different nasihat that we have from Surah Al-Hujurat, and the nine things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu reminded us about. All of these have to do with communication with our relationships. The first of them was fatabayyanu. Allah said, investigate when you receive any information, and then fa'aslihu, reconciliate between your brothers, wa'aqsitu, act justly, do not be unjust, la yaskhar, do not ridicule people, wala talmazu, وَلَا تَلْمِزُوا, do not insult one another, وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا, do not call each other with offensive nicknames. Today we look at the last three of them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِ. اِجْتَنِبُوا كَثِيرًا مِنَ الظَّنِ. Avoid negative assumptions. And Allah said, indeed some of these assumptions are sin. It's a strange thing with human beings that we tend to believe negative things much more easily, and we remember them much longer than we do with positive things. And that's something to be conscious about, and to make sure that we don't fall into that trap ourselves. When it comes to ourselves, we are willing to believe and we want to believe everything that is good and positive. But when it comes to others, we are willing to believe and we even propagate that. Unfortunately, even though we know that ghibat and backbiting is tantamount to eating the flesh of your dead brother, we fall into that trap. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, ijtanibu, may we do ijtinab, stay far away, kathiram minazwan, from most of these kinds of assumptions. Husnazan, making a good assumption, believing the best about your brother, this is the character of Islam. And that's why this most beautiful quote, I think it is from Ibn al-Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahmatullahi alayhi, who said that if I see my brother with alcohol dripping from his beard, I will say that somebody poured it on him. And if I see him standing on a hilltop and calling out, Ana Rabbukum al-A'la, that I am your Rabb, the most great, I will say that he is reciting the ayat of the Quran. So it's not a matter of fooling yourself. It's a matter of giving the person the benefit of the doubt and giving the person and believing the best about each other. This is what keeps hearts together. This is what builds friendships. And many, many times, believe me, far more times than we care to remember, that is actually the truth. And sometimes to our great embarrassment, and sometimes with a great sense of relief, we realize that the evil that we were prepared to believe about somebody was actually false. So if you did believe that, and if you did go and communicate that to somebody else, then you have a lot of egg on your face, quite apart from the sin. Whereas if you did not believe that, then you can say, okay, alhamdulillah, I was on the right path. So ijtanibu kaseeran minadhan. And then Allah said, wala tajassasu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not spy on one another. Again, this is one of our many problems and one of our many weaknesses, that we unnecessarily try to concern ourselves with things that are not necessary, that are none of our business. So we are always looking for, you know, who did what to whom and why and so on and so forth, which has nothing to do with us. Rasulullah ﷺ also warned us against this, and he said, do not concern yourself with things that are none of your business. Don't go and try to do this, you know, don't try to play the role of a private detective or private eye or something. and do not ask unnecessary questions. Because he said this is the way in which previous people were misguided, because they asked just too many questions. And too many, we are not saying here, we are not saying that do not clarify doubts. We are talking about questions which are which have really no sense in asking. Whereas people just keep on asking a question after a question. So spying on each other, trying to dig out the faults of each other, trying to pry into people's private lives, checking each other's phones, checking each other's diaries, all of these are very, very nasty things, utterly shameful, and they can only do one thing, which is to destroy a relationship. Truly ask yourself, especially I'm talking now to the spouses, ask yourself, if you seriously need to check, if you have this desire that I must check my husband's phone or I must check my wife's phone, what does it say about the relationship that you have? Do you even have a relationship? Because if you have reached that level of being, you know, distrusting or of doubting your spouse, then what kind of a relationship do you have? I mean, really, that's a sign that you probably, your marriage is almost finished. So very important, لا تجسسوا, do not spy on one another. And then Allah said, ولا يغتب بعضكم بعضا. And Allah said, and do not backbite each other. It's a major sin equivalent to eating the flesh of your dead brother. We know the hadith where these two women were brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, complaining of severe pain in the stomach, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam asked them to vomit, and when they vomited, they actually vomited out lumps of flesh, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is what you have been eating, because you have been eating the flesh of your dead brothers and sisters. This is one of the mu'jizat, one of the miracles of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the action to be manifested in a material fashion, so that it could be seen. Therefore, it's very important for us to understand that ghibat is such a nasty thing. It is something which destroys, it's like termites in a building which eats it up from inside, and you can't make it out until the whole building collapses under its own weight, because all the foundation is gone. This is what ghibat does. Ghibat is speaking. Now, what is ghibat? Ghibat is to say something ill or evil about a person when that person is not there, in their absence. To say something which, if that person had heard, they would be hurt or they would be upset or they would be angry. To say that when they are not there. To say it to somebody else in the absence of that person, this is ghibat. Now, many times people say, well, you know, after all, what I'm saying is the truth, the person is like that. Well, that is why it is called ghibat. If you had been speaking falsehood, meaning that if you had made up that story, then you were actually slandering that person, and that would be called buhtan and not ghibat. So it's if it is ghibat, it is something which is true, it was right, but you and you spoke it, but if it was something you cooked up, then that's even worse, which is slander, which is buhtan. May Allah protect us from both of these things. Now, that is why it is very important to stay away. What must you do if you really have a friend or a relative or somebody who is doing something wrong, or there's some weakness or there's some problem with them and you are really concerned? What must you do? You must do two things. Number one is you must stand in the night and make dua for them in sujood. You make dua for them, cry before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to change them. And then in the morning you go and meet them and talk to them face to face and tell them what the issue is. Tell them, this is what you are doing, this is why it is wrong, please don't do it. That is what you should actually do. Now if you say, no, I don't have the time to do that, or I feel embarrassed and so on, then don't do anything. Just make dua for them and leave them alone. Do not talk about them. Talking about somebody negatively in their absence is ghibat. It is tantamount to cannibalism. It's a nasty, horrible, miserable, terrible thing to do. So please do not do that. Slandering, well, what can I say? If you are actually making up stories and telling lies about somebody, then there's no words to describe that. In both these cases, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will transfer your good deeds into the basket of the other person. So now, when you are doing this ghibat, please understand that you are actually giving away your good deeds to that individual. And since we normally do ghibat about people we dislike, Now, how retarded is that, that you give away your good deeds to somebody who you don't even like? So this is the result of ghibat. And in today's world, remember that one WhatsApp message, one email message, one text message is eternal. It will travel, it will go around the world and around the world and around the world, and you might even be dead and gone. But the evil you started will continue, and that will continue to earn you evil deeds until you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment, and you find that all your good deeds are gone and you have only evil in your account, and that evil, if Allah doesn't protect you, is enough to take you into the hellfire. So please stay far away from talking about people. Leave people alone. Let them do whatever they are doing. You are not their keeper. As I said, if you are so interested in them, go talk to them personally. But do not talk about them to anybody. I am in Nigeria. We just finished the first of the Sira Solution workshops. Alhamdulillah, this is my second time in Nigeria teaching a course. And once again, I'm struck by the quality of the participants. It's an amazing thing. I don't know why I say amazing. It may not be amazing at all. But usually Nigeria gets a bad rap for all kinds of things. But I must say that my experience has been completely the opposite, alhamdulillah. The participants in these courses, I find, are people who are educated, highly articulate, very interested, very involved. They come on time, they stay through any tasks that are given to them, they do them with full enthusiasm. You don't have to, you know, even remind them. It's an absolute joy to teach people like this. I'm so happy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave me the opportunity to speak to these people, to teach Nigerian people, to teach these courses. They are so interested in their deen. And alhamdulillah, where I am, you know, I'm in Abuja, and tomorrow we go to Kaduna, which is in the north. The other beautiful thing I see here is how traditional people are there, the way they dress, very respectful, very soft, and you don't hear a raised voice anywhere, you don't hear any arguments, you don't hear any people screaming and ranting at each other. People are you know, so polite and nice, and people who are, there's no arrogance. That's the thing which I was sort of even looking for, if you say, but I didn't. There's no arrogance, alhamdulillah. And then we are talking about people who are highly educated. I mean, we had in this workshop, we had an economist, we had a person who was an. So as I said, I'm so happy to be here, alhamdulillah. I'll be looking forward to the course in Kaduna as well. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept what we are doing here, and to accept all the people who are supporting this work to introduce Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to the world. In short, in one line, that's what our attempt is. So my brothers and sisters, we looked at the nine lessons and pieces of advice from Suratul Hujurat, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to live by the Quran and to follow the sunnah of his Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and to enable us to live our lives according to the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. I truly, truly, truly believe that is the secret of success and the solution to the problems that ail the world today. If we can follow the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, then inshallah we will be rid of all the problems that today face us individually and collectively. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.